Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
A friend of mine last year lost her job in advertising. It was a surprise to her. She had a lot of negative emotion around it. As you can imagine, when something unexpected and unwanted happens. And, you know, I was there for her. We go through life cycles, don't we? Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. Sometimes we're in a peak, sometimes we're in a valley, right? This is life. This is the experience that we're here to have on Earth School. And as she was kind of, you know, recovering from the surprise of losing her job and, you know, the feelings that come with that, there's resentment, there's a feeling of, you know, being unfairly treated. I understand, right? I understand. And she needed some time to kind of process the loss before going out there again to really be her best, most confident self, right? In interviews, putting her best foot forward, reaching out to people, etc. So she took a little break and then she did all the things that one does, right? When they're job searching, updating LinkedIn, reaching out to old connections, newer connections, kind of reconnecting with people that maybe you haven't spoken to in a while. And of course, checking the job board, seeing what's available day to day. And this friend of mine, she applied for this one job that she thought was perfect for her. She was like, it's perfect. When they describe the ideal candidate, it's basically me. I'm just absolutely designed for this job. It's like, it's ideal. And so, of course, she submitted her application, her cover letter, and she didn't hear back. Right? She didn't hear back anything about this job. And she told me, she's like, I can't believe it. Something in me won't let this go. So she followed up, didn't hear anything. Another week or two later, she followed up again. This is very uncomfortable for her, but she did it. And there was radio silence. And I said to her, do you know anyone else who works at the company? Maybe they can give you some intel. Like maybe there's something there, like you could, you know, get in another way. And she did a search and there was some former colleague of hers who now works there. They haven't been really connected in recent years, but she reached out to him and said, hey, can we meet for a coffee? They're both in New York. Can we meet for a coffee? And he said, yes. And they connected and she said to him, look, I applied for this job and it's so matched for me and I haven't heard anything. And he said, you know, who are you contacting? And she, you know, found her email and said, oh, it's this woman, Tamara, right, in human resources. And he said, oh, she's not there anymore. Like she left a while ago. I think maybe that's going into like a void. Your submission has gone into a void. And so my friend, during that coffee meeting, which she created herself, creating her own momentum, taking action, got information. Right. Sometimes we have a specific goal in mind and we don't get to the immediate goal quickly. And we're like, fine, that's it. I give up. I've got to move on. Or there's nothing there. But she stuck at it. Her patience and her persistence. She wasn't going to let it go. So using this friend, she got a contact of someone else who she's now currently in the process of having some back and forth with about an interview time. Why am I telling you this story today? Three reasons. Don't give up. Don't give up when something feels like it's not happening or it's out of reach or you've already done what you can. Is there something else? Is there something else that you could be doing? Don't give up. Another friend of mine did this recently with a health problem. Something was confusing her with her body. She went to a doctor who brushed her off. She went to another doctor, got brushed off again. And then she went to another doctor who gave her a diagnosis that made complete sense to her and flooded her with relief. But she didn't stop after doctor number one. She didn't stop after doctor number two. She forged ahead. My friend in this job interview scenario found this peripheral connection, convinced him to sit down, got information, and now she's taking next steps based on that information. Time will tell what happens for her. I hope she lands the job, but I'm not even worried for her because I can see her patience and her persistence. Are patience and persistence something that exist within you? Are you willing to stay at it? Are you willing to keep forging ahead? And are you willing to be patient as this happens? I remind myself so often, we are one break away, one email away, one phone call away, one DM away, whatever it may be, we are one break away from a completely different life. My friend who's going for the interview, well, she's one interview away, one email in her inbox saying, oh, good news, we'd like to offer you a position. Life can change in an instant. Are you showing up for it? Can you live your life with the expectation that something good is coming and keep taking action from that expectant place? Expectation, my friend, is a very powerful force, and it will guide you and support you with your persistence and patience. Until next time, my friends, love and ease. If you like this episode, you'll love my free workshop called Become Your Own Life Coach. Head on over to becomeyourownlifecoach.com now, and I'll teach you how to coach yourself through any of life's problems. I'll see you there.